The common theme of today's readings is the need for true humility, which leads to a generous, blessed sharing with the needy people. The readings also warn us against all forms of pride and self-glorification. They present humility not only as a virtue, but also as a means of opening our hearts, our minds, and our hands to the poor, the needy, the disadvantaged, and the marginalized people in our society, a personal responsibility for every authentic Christian. The first reading, taken from the book of Sirach, reminds us that if we are humble, we will find favor with God and others will love us. The second reading, taken from the Hebrews, gives another reason for us to be humble. The author reminds us that Jesus was lowly, particularly in his suffering and death for our salvation. So we should be like him in order to be exalted with him at the resurrection of the righteous. In today's gospel, Jesus explains the practical benefits of humility, connecting it with the common wisdom about dining protocol. Jesus advises the guest to go to the lowest place instead of seeking places of honor, so that the host may give them the place they really deserve. Jesus' words concerning the seating guest at the wedding banquet should prompt each one of us to honor those whom others ignore, because if we are generous and just in our dealings with those in need, we can be confident of Lord's blessings and graces. Christian Archibald Herter was a United States politician and statesman, governor of Massachusetts and Secretary of State from 1959 to 1961. When Christian Herter was governor of Massachusetts, he was running hard for the second term in office. One day, after a busy morning chasing votes, that too without lunch, he arrived at a church barbecue. It was late afternoon and Herter was famished. As Herter moved down the serving line, he held out his plate to the woman serving the chicken. She put a piece on his plate and turned to the next person in line. "Excuse me," Governor Herter said, "do you mind if I have another piece of chicken?" "Sorry," the woman told him. "I am supposed to give one piece of chicken to each person because you are going to get other food items also from other servers." "But I am starved and I love chicken," the governor said. "Sorry," the woman said again, "only one to a customer." Governor Herter was a modest and unassuming man, but he decided that this time he would throw a little weight around him. "Do you know who am I?" he asked. "I am the governor of this state." "Do you know who I am?" the woman asked in reply. "I am the lady in charge of the chicken." "Move along, mister." Dear friends, humility, be humble, and simplicity. The life messages that we are invited to learn are, firstly, we need to practice humility in personal and social life. Humility is based on the psychological awareness that everything we have is a gift from God, and therefore we have no reason to elevate ourselves above others. On the other hand, we must use these God-given gifts and talents to help others in our society. Secondly, we need to remember that we are the invited guest. We celebrate that coming banquet feast in heaven every time we come together for our Lord's Supper in Holy Mass. We are the spiritually poor, crippled, lame, and blind that Christ calls to himself. Our place is assured. Let us accept Jesus' invitation by actively participating in the Eucharistic celebration. Thirdly, through this very simple parable that we heard in today's gospel, Jesus teaches us that we should have a realistic self-assessment of ourselves. Humility is not depreciating oneself. On the other hand, it is accepting the truth and the reality. The traits of a humble person could be the following: recognizing virtues and talents that others possess, particularly those that surpass one's own, and giving due honor and appreciation. Recognizing the limits of one's talents, ability, or authority. The humble person feels no jealousy or envy. He or she is able to praise God when others are preferred and blessed before him or her. Now, the question is, are we humble enough to accept our weaknesses and transform them into pathways of growth and progress? God's grace will definitely be with those persons who say yes to the question. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.